from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Was the Speaker of the House in Texas speaking on the sauce? Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And some Republican infighting down in Austin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has called for the resignation of House Speaker Dade Phelan, whom he accused of leading the chamber while drunk. This all came toward the end of a 14-hour session on Friday. You be the judge.
Mr. Campbell, since the amendment is acceptable to the author, is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted. The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris, to speak in opposition to the bill.
Paxton offered no evidence to back up his statement. So far, there's been no comment from Phelan's office. With just about a week to go in the state legislature, what's happened to some of the key bills?
For one, the state's budget proposal is still in conference committee. We have a historic surplus of over $32 billion, but there's still not an agreement on where that money should go. This is the one bill the state legislature has to pass. Then there's property tax relief, which has yet to find a compromise. The Senate wants to cut taxes by increasing homestead exemptions. The House would add to that by also capping the growth of property appraisals. In addition, bills for shoring up the power grid, increasing school funding, and legalizing online sports betting have all passed one chamber or the other. Several bills have also missed key deadlines and the chance to move forward. These include raising the age to purchase semi-automatic weapons, restricting foreign land ownership, and legalizing some casino operations. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Developers are announcing their plans for new construction at the former site of the Valley View Mall in Dallas.
The final remains of the mall have been cleared from the site in North Dallas. Beck Ventures owns the property and will build a six-story mix of shops and apartments on the site close to Preston Road. Scott Beck says first they will start by improving the infrastructure.
You have to really clear the property, start putting in the pipes, all of those things before you can even lay the foundation and going vertical. My best guess is we're talking kind of December, January, February when everything will actually start.
He says that schedule depends on the city's permitting office and could be affected by the recent ransomware attack. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready for the scooters again. The city of Dallas is now officially relaunching its shared dockless scooter program. It was stopped 2 years ago after safety concerns, but following some changes, the scooters will return. Dallas residents are worried about a couple of things.
I see people blow the stop sign all the time right in front of my complex. They don't even stop. They don't even look. It's dangerous.
They don't think. It's like people on Sea-Doos on the lake. They're just having fun and they're not thinking about there's really traffic around.
The last time we had them, it was just like litter everywhere. It was just all over the street, all over the sidewalk. So I feel like it's probably going to be a pain in the butt again, you know?
Tomorrow is the soft launch. A week later, the program will see an official launch on May 31st. It's not elimination game tonight, but it feels like it. The Stars are down 2-0 against the Golden Knights and will need a victory to get back in the series. Head coach Peter DeBoer says his teammates sweating it.
It's not unfamiliar territory for us. We faced a lot of things, including, straight out elimination in the playoffs. So I don't think we're overwhelmed by the situation. I think there's some real good building blocks in the last game that we've got to take and continue to put in place. And, you've just got to grind out one win, and then, the series looks different.
The AAC will be rocking tonight for the game, and the team will debut a new light show for the Stars' entrance. Puck drops at 7. Game 4 is Thursday at the AAC as well. Now, businesses around the AAC definitely hoping to score on the Stars.
There haven't been a lot of highlights this round.
A power play goal and another lead for Dallas. It's 2-1.
But with Game 3 in Dallas, the bars, restaurants, and even the shops around downtown Dallas are hoping to get some points. At the Loon Bar on Hall Street, an extended season for the Stars means an extended season of watch parties. Jess Williams says the amount of business they do depends on the final score. Customers don't tend to stay around for a pity party.
They longer and celebrate if they win. If they feel like they're losing, they're probably going to head out pretty quick. Yeah.
The manager of one cookie shop near the AAC says the opposite. She says when the home team loses, customers stop by for a comfort cookie. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys meeting today at the Star for the start of OTAs. The vets and the rookies will get a chance to share the field with one another for the first time. New offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer says one message he wants to make clear to all the newcomers: the Cowboys locker room is really tight.
The connection piece is real, and we want these guys to be connected. We truly look at it like a family. I told the rooks the other day, like, really, when you think about it, families, they love one another. They care about one another. Okay, they also are going to argue at times. They're going to disagree on things. But as long as you have that unbreakable trust, it's going to be a huge success, which is what we're expecting.
Cowboys will have three practices this week, three next week. It will all be no contact with lots of 7-on-7 drills. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD. Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!